I am standing for my son's election. And I'm not joking. I'm not sugarcoating it. I'm not saying, say good, feel good. No. The Lord said, I am possessing the nations in year 2021. Because it is not by might, it is not by power, it is by the Spirit, says the Lord. It is not you said it. Not Shama Brown told me. The Lord said, this is who I am. He said, oh, mighty man of valor.
Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, T-A-I-W-O.com.
You are not going to 2021 as if you sleep, you wake up, it's another day. No. We are going to live in 2021 with a definite purpose.
Amen.
A definite purpose. Amen. That means there's going to be a unique thing to talk about by the end of 2021.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
You are not going to use a formula in 2021. And I want to believe you understand that very well. It is God that makes things happen. Enough of the struggle. You are not standing here today because you work hard in 2020.
Wow.
It's God that sustains you.
Yes, sir.
All this year resolution that we do make, okay, you will end up realizing that none of them actualize. Even when you try, you realize that that is just a wishful thinking, different from reality. And to bring everything together, we can have thoughts, we can have plans, but it's God that makes things happen. Okay, if you don't have the energy, what will you do? If you have everything on your calendar and you ended up having a date and you have to go to the hospital, are you going to kill yourself? Okay, and if you have all the plans and you don't have money to run the plan, are you going to kill yourself? And if you have a good team, a good group of friends that you are going to work together, and all of a sudden they all disappointed you, they left you alone, what are you going to do? So eventually, it's God that makes things happen. Amen?
Amen.
In 2021, you're going to let the Lord take complete charge of your life. Okay? We already know God has good plans for us. What did he say? What does God say in Jeremiah 29? He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, the thought of peace and not of evil, to give you a hope. And what? Expected end, that it is going to be well with you. Amen.
Amen.
Because of our time, I will fast forward and remind you that in 2021, I don't know about me, in 2021, there's going to be enjoyment galore. And this is what I mean. Enjoyment galore in the sense that it is not much of human stress, human agility. No, it is much of the Spirit of God. I will just make myself available. I will let God do the job. That is my target for 2021. Because it is God. Amen?
Amen.
Things that I did, things that came my way in 2020, I did not plan for it on January 1 last year or this year. That's about to run to the end. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to quickly open to Judges chapter 6. Judges 6, 11 to 14. Let's read. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Josiah the Absarite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Gideon said to him, oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles, which our fathers told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Then the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? Amen.
Amen.
Gideon, you know the story? There was a calamity in the land. Everybody was under oppression, including Gideon and his household. And this man was threshing wheat. In verse 11, he said, Gideon threshed wheat in the wine press. That is, you know wheat, right? Wheat bread. You know wheat?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wheat is grain, right?
Yeah.
What is wine?
Wine is
grain, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How can you be threshing wheat in the wine press? He was doing it to disguise so that the enemies will not know where he was doing it. They will not come and take it. He was trying to confuse people that were oppressing them. But in the midst of all the calamity, the Bible said that the angel of the Lord appeared. And when the angel of the Lord appeared, angel of the Lord told him, O mighty man of valor. And this man, he looked at himself, if God is with us, why are all these things happening to us? And the Lord told him, he said, go in this thy might. This is our worship word for the new year. Go in this thy might. He said, I will go in this might to possess the nations. I will go in this might to possess the nations. I will go in this might to do what?
To possess the nations.
What am I trying to say? My Nigerian accent, okay? My Ekiti dialect, okay? My thick dark skin, okay? And everything you know about me that can set a limit on a person in the land of racism will not stop me in year 2021.
Amen.
Because I'm going in this my might to possess the nations. Nothing will be able to stand on my way. The word of God said, it's not by might, it's not by power. That by what?
By
the Spirit, says the Lord. This is the message to you, sons and daughters of the Lord. 2021, you are going in this might that you have not realized that you have, that you have not discovered. But today, the Lord is telling you that you have it. Stop sleeping. Wake up. This is who you are, a giant. A winner, possessor of the land, the one that will bear victory, the one that will testify to the goodness of the Lord, the one that will rise and everybody will listen, the one that will give and lend to nations, the one that will fight and win battles, the one that people will run to and seek for an advice. That is who you are. Somebody say, that is who I am.
That is who, I am.
That is who you are. Say that. That is who I am. In year 2021, I am standing to possess the nations. Are you ready? I am standing. I'm talking about me. I don't know about you. I am standing to possess the nation. Get on your feet. I am standing to possess the nation. Let's get on our feet. I am standing to possess the nation. And I'm not joking. I'm not sugarcoating it. I'm not saying, say good, feel good. No. The Lord said, I am possessing the nations. In year 2021, because it is not by might, it is not by power, it is by the Spirit, says the Lord. It is not you said it, not Shama Brown told me. The Lord said, this is who I am. He said, oh mighty man of valor.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
I want you to start a decree and declare into your life. And you will say that until you reach 12 a.m. We are not doing formula today. I don't want you to sound spiritual. I don't want you to sound religious. Continue to say that thing until your spirit agrees with it. Because you are entering into 2021 with full force. You want to open your eyes, go ahead. You want to close it, go ahead. You want to scream, scream. Continue to say that thing. Say it in your local language. Say it in English language. However you free, say it and make sure that you step into 2021 with authority to possess the nations. Because the Lord has sent it to me, and I claim it and I believe it, I am no more an ordinary person. not the same James Tango that everybody thought he is. This is a new being, a new person, a new me. I am going against my mind to possess the nations, because the Spirit of the Lord has said so. I am for signs and I am for wonders, because the Spirit of the Lord has said so. I am for signs and I am for wonders, because the Spirit of the Lord has said so. He said, I am possessing the nation. I'm going in this my mind to possess the nation. I am going in this my mind to possess the nation. I am going in this my mind to possess the nation. I am going in this my mind to possess the nation. In the name of Jesus, I am going, because the Spirit of the Lord has said so. He has discovered me as a man of valor. He has discovered me as a man of strength. He has discovered me as a child of destiny. He has discovered me as a believer and a liberator of my people. He has discovered me as a chosen vessel. The Lord has discovered me as a lender to nations. The Lord has discovered me as a giver to the poor. The Lord has discovered me as a blessing to my generations. I am going in this my mind to possess nations. I receive the strength, I receive the anointing, I receive the energy, I receive the intuition, I receive the wisdom, I receive the confidence, I receive the stability, I receive the joy, I receive the assurance, I receive the backbone, I receive the support, I receive the fullness of grace of the Lord. I am going in this my might to possess the nations, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to shed some weight. You're going to shed some weight. Many of us, we grew up with some habits. We grew up with some attitude. You force yourself, you find yourself doing it again. You are thinking like that again. You are trying it like you did it before. But today, before you enter into the year 2021, you are shedding that weight.
Amen.
You are shedding that weight.
Amen.
A new you enter into the new year. You're going to see, begin to see it. I break myself from the old self. I break myself from the old man, from the old woman, from the old girl, from the old sentiment, from the old belief, from the old energy, from the old habit, from the old attitude, from the old material, from the old instrument, from the old relationship, from the old, from old, from archaic situations. I free myself from an ungodly way of thinking, immoral way of thinking, ungodly way of thinking, lack of faith, lack of confidence, limited thoughts. I deliver myself from them all. I break myself free by the authority in the name of Jesus. New me, new year. And so it is. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You will now begin to decree. I enter into 2021 with full force to possess the nations. Begin to say that. Begin to say that. I enter into year 2021 with full force to possess the nation. I enter into year 2021 with full force. I enter into year 2021 with force, with authority, with power, with unction, with anointing, with ability, with anointing, with empowerment, with strength and wisdom, with grace of the Lord. I enter into year 2021 with testimony. I enter into year 2021 with breakthroughs and victory. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I go in peace, my might, and I possess the nation. I enter into year 2021 by the authority in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. I am a winner in all ramifications. I am a winner in all ramifications. I am a winner in all ramifications. So it is. So it shall be. And so shall it be forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Happy New Year!
enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York, 11691. Learn more about us at WOEM.org.